Hello everybody, welcome to session 6 of Guildford Shakespeare Company's Everyday Miracles Wellbeing Programme. Really nice to be connecting with you in this way, in these strange times. This is the final wellbeing video of this series. I've really enjoyed making them, I found it really interesting, and hope that if you've watched the other ones you've got something useful out of it as well, or from the worksheets, or from any part of it really. So I look forward to sharing this last one with you. Today I'm going to be sharing a technique with you that was my own personal first discovery of a kind of self-help technique when I started to become interested in looking after my own mental health, and it's a technique that I decided to train in because it had such a positive effect on me. So I look forward to sharing that with you today. Thanks for being with me, and let's get going. So the technique I'm going to be sharing today is called tapping. It has a few different names. Tension tapping technique, which is what I've called it on the worksheet. Sometimes it's called emotional freedom technique, or EFT. I'm just going to largely refer to it as tapping in this video. Kind of got lots of different names, but the most important thing is doing it rather than what we call it. That's the most important thing. And it's called tapping because it involves using our fingers to tap the acupressure points of our own head and torso. I don't know whether you've heard of acupressure points before, or whether you've heard of acupuncture before, which is where an acupuncturist will use little needles to stimulate different parts of the body in order to promote healing or shift energy around the body. This is a little bit like that, but without the needles. It's based on an idea that we have something called meridian lines, or chi lines, running through our body, which another way to think of that is just energy. We have energy running through our body, and sometimes the energy gets stuck or blocked, and this is one possible way that you can release some of that stuck or blocked energy. It's a bit of a Eastern ancient Chinese philosophy. It's based on those ideas. Yes, so I look forward to sharing it with you today. You don't have to believe in this for it to work. It can look a bit strange, but it's got a growing body of research behind it, and I think what's really interesting is that it's been proven to dramatically decrease the stress hormone in our bodies, which is called cortisol. And if we become overwhelmed or very anxious or very nervous, we get flooded with this thing called cortisol, and it has lots of different effects on our body. It might make our heart rate increase, it might make our tummy feel a bit funny. It can be a really useful thing, but if we get too much of it when we don't want it, it can not be useful. And tapping on these points on our body can help to lower the effects of them, decrease the amount of cortisol we've got running through our body, so we're in a calmer state once we've done it. When I'm acting, if I have an audition to go to, or I'm about to go on stage, this is a technique that I find really useful. So if you ever have to do something where you might feel a bit nervous, or if you're just feeling anxious and you're not sure why, I really recommend trying this out. So enough of me talking, I am going to show it to you now. You just begin by sitting neutrally and comfortably, and think in your own mind of something that's bothering you at the moment. This could be a physical thing, like a headache or shoulder pain, something like that. It could be the physical effects of anxiety, so you might be having a tight chest or a sickness in your stomach. Or it could just be an emotion that you're feeling a lot of. that you're not enjoying, that's not helpful for you. So just take a moment, choose something and engage lightly with it. So that means just sort of bring it to your mind, don't really focus hard on it, just focus lightly on that problem. You don't have to say it out loud, you just let it be there. And write down or think for yourself, if 10 was the worst this thing could be, give it a number from 0 to 10. So if I was to think of one now, I might think that I'm feeling a bit nervous in my stomach, and it's probably 7 out of 10 for me. And the idea is, once we've done a round of this, hopefully the number should decrease. It might not, and that's okay. I'll talk a bit more about that in a minute. So focus on that thing and then just follow me in these rounds of tapping the different bits of your body. So the first one is the side of your hand, so the fleshy side, where your little finger is, and you're going to use the other hand to just tap quite firmly on the side of that while you bring the problem to mind. That's the first point. And it doesn't matter which way round you do this, which hand you use. That's the first point. Next, we're going to bring two fingers to the beginning of our eyebrow. That's the next point. Then to the side of the eye, the temple. Next is underneath the eye, the cheekbone. Next is underneath the nose. Next is the chin. Next, you use two hands to tap on your collarbone on your chest. Next, you reach across and do your rib cage with your whole hand. Then the finger point, so the edge of your thumb pointing towards you. Edge of your finger, first finger pointing towards you. Next finger pointing towards you, facing you. Fourth finger in the same way. Little finger and chest again. And you take two deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Notice for yourself if that number shifted. So mine was, I think I said mine was a 6. It's maybe a 4 now for me. So I'm going to do it another round. So just to remind you of those points, I might go a bit faster this time. Side of the hand is the first one. Next is the beginning of the eyebrow. Just following me, closing your eyes if that's helpful. The next one is the side of the eye. Underneath the eye. Next is underneath the nose. Chin. Collarbone, finger point, so thumb, first finger, middle finger, fourth finger, little finger, and chest again. Another two breaths in, one in through the nose, out through the mouth. So And then you think again of the thing that was bothering you. Mine's maybe down to a 3. So on the worksheet that goes with this video, it says do it twice. I would recommend doing it as many times as you can until it's as low as possible. You might find that the initial problem shifts. So I noticed that I did have a feeling in my stomach, and then after the first round I actually had a feeling in my chest. So I might want to do a round for that as well. So you're sort of chasing the sensation around your body, and you can do it as many times as feels useful. So that's the basic introduction to it, and I'll talk a little bit more about other ways you can use it, if you any troubleshooting with it, and yeah, just how we might be able to use it further. Great, thank you everyone for your attention. So you might have finished that and you might have noticed no change, which is okay, you haven't done it wrong and there's nothing wrong with you. I would encourage you to keep giving it a go over a kind of a number of days and just seeing if you notice any changes. You can also just try doing this at first thing when you wake up and last thing before you go to sleep at night. I find it quite useful if I can't sleep. There doesn't even have to be a particular thing worrying you or a strong thing worrying you. The people who created this particular technique talk about it as emotional hygiene. So a bit like how we brush our teeth in the morning and in the evening, and a bit like how we wash our hands, especially at the moment we're doing it a lot to prevent illness. It's a little bit like that for our emotions, or it can be really useful like that. If you notice as you're doing it that your number is rising, so say it was an 8 and then you start doing it and it becomes a 10 or a 20, that might just mean that you've hit upon something that's really, really bothering you at the moment. And if that happens to you, I would say just keep tapping on the points. Keep tapping on the points until the intensity lowers. It might just be that for that problem you need a bit more one-to-one support. That's if that happens. Just in case it does, don't worry about it. Just keep tapping. Ask your body to dial down the intensity. That can be quite useful. Again, just engaging lightly with it and trusting that you will choose things that you're ready to decrease the intensity of. You might not always want to do a full round like I just shown you, and you might be in a place sometimes where you think, oh, I'd like to try this technique but I can't do the full thing because it looks a bit weird, which it does if no one knows what you're doing. So what you could do is take yourself off to a quiet place and just do a couple of rounds if that's possible. If not, you can just choose points that you like and sort of give them some, and so I'm choosing the chest point I find quite useful. I could just give my chest a rub if I was feeling a bit anxious and there were people around. I might just give it a little sly tap, or if I was about to have an exam, I might squeeze the acupressure points of my fingers under the table. That's quite a nice one. You might find, oh, this doing this point really helps me take a deep breath. Then you go with it and choose those for yourself, those ones that are really helping you. So that's a quick whistle stop tour of tapping, and it goes along with a worksheet like all the other videos have, so you don't have to watch this video every time you do it. And once you've got the hang of it, I find I don't even need the worksheet. I can just crack straight on and start helping to calm my body down. I know it might look or seem a little less traditional than some other techniques that you've been used to. I really recommend, as with all of them, just giving it a go more than once to see if it's something that helps you out. For me, it's a personal favourite or a personal really useful tool. It's the one that I kind of come back to again and again. I sort of save the best to last, in my opinion, for this final Everyday Miracles video. So thank you so much for watching and engaging with them, and keep, as well as you can, keep tapping, or try tapping, try the other techniques I suggested in previous videos, and just find what works for you, and try not to give up hope, I would say. I know sometimes it might feel really like it's all too much, and it's all too, there's too much anxiety, or there's a lot going on in the world. And if you're noticing that and feeling the effects of that, there's nothing wrong with you for noticing it. We just have to find ways to manage it and get through it and hold on to the hope that we can do that. And I hold on to that hope for you all, and I wish you all the best. Thanks so much for watching, and take good care. Goodbye.